There's word today that a Justice Department official involved in the firing of U.S. attorneys will take the fifth at upcoming Senate hearings. A lawyer for Monica Goodling, who served as White House liaison for the Justice Department, says she will refuse to answer questions when called to testify, citing her constitutional protection against self-incrimination. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the whole U.S. attorney's affair can be seen as part of a broader culture of deceit in Washington.
The front page story tells of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez being contradicted by email messages on what he says was his level of involvement in the firing of U.S. attorneys. And now several senators are calling for him to step down. Another front page story tells of former Deputy Interior Secretary Stephen Grouse being contradicted by emails on his link to super lobbyist Jack Abramoff. It seems almost exceptional when John Edwards tells the simple truth about his wife's cancer. It may be that electronic record-keeping has raised a new peril for officials who seek to conceal unpleasant facts. But the urge to avoid unpleasant truths is not new. One doesn't have to go further back than President Reagan in the Iran-Contra scandal to remember mistakes were made. Or President Clinton, "I did not have sex with that woman," to be reminded of the urge to obfuscate at the very top. President Nixon hardly needs to be mentioned. High-level prevarication has been a subject of academic study. Dr. Cicela Bock, in a 1978 book called Lying, Moral Choices in Public and Private Life, wrote that lying cannot be wiped out, but it can be counteracted. Lynn Cheney, in a 1995 book, Telling the Truth, wrote that thanks to untrustworthy officials, our culture and our country have stopped making sense. And Princeton professor Harry Frankfurt, in a 2005 book titled, On Bull, writes about deceptive misrepresentation short of outright lying. Griles has now pleaded guilty, thus acknowledging that he tried to get away with a lie. The Attorney General still insists, in the face of evidence to the contrary, that he was not involved in the firing of the attorneys. That drama remains to be played out. This is Daniel Shore.